Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today's briefing highlights progress in biosimilars, cell therapy manufacturing, and cancer immunotherapy, underscoring how companies and researchers are working to expand patient access, streamline development, and tackle some of oncology's toughest challenges. First, Lupin announced that the FDA has approved Ranlisbec, an interchangeable biosimilar to Lucentis for multiple retinal diseases. The product is approved in both vial and prefilled syringe presentations and covers indications including wet age-related macular degeneration, diabetic macular edema, diabetic retinopathy, and retinal vein occlusion-related macular edema. The approval adds another competitor to the ophthalmology biosimilars market and reflects continued momentum in efforts to improve high access to high-cost biologic therapies. Next, cell therapy manufacturing received a boost through a new partnership between MaaID Scientific and Pluristyx. Companies plan to integrate Pluristyx clinical-grade induced pluripotent stem cell or iPSC technologies into MaaID Scientific's development and manufacturing services. The goal is to provide developers with a more streamlined path for starting cell lines through clinical and commercial production, potentially reducing development timelines and manufacturing complexity for next-generation cell therapies. And finally, a new published review examined TIGIT, an immune checkpoint target that continues to attract attention despite mixed clinical results. Researchers highlighted TIGIT's role in regulating anti-tumor immune responses and discussed its potential relevance in pancreatic cancer, a disease where immunotherapy has historically delivered limited benefit. The review emphasizes that important questions remain regarding patient selection, biomarkers, combination strategies, and whether TIGIT inhibition can generate meaningful clinical benefit in difficult-to-treat solid tumors. That's all for today's BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insight, please visit biopharminternational.com.